Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Happy New Year.
Yes, it's the first week back.
Yeah, and we have fixed our problems.
It took us a while, not gonna lie.
It did take us a while, but you know, you'll see. Our vocals are better and we're just ready to kill the year.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with working mom life.
Yeah.
Because this was also a requested topic, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So working mom life as in like, how do we manage baby, me, pregnancy, work for both of us and a podcast? I don't know, but we're doing it and we're going to just share what we're doing. Yes.
It's a lot. And yeah, I had people ask, how do you guys juggle all this stuff? Mm-hmm. Especially with Jen being pregnant. I tell her all the time, I don't know how she's doing it.
We're doing it.
But we're doing it. So how do you manage all of these roles in your life?
I really don't know. I'm going to be completely honest how I manage everything, but I do have a pretty set schedule. So it does flow pretty easily. And I think it's only because, you know, baby is now 11 months, 12 months in, almost a year. Yes, he's still 11 months, but he's basically a toddler and we have a set schedule. So it helps. I don't really have a set schedule for him, but the time we have together. So I start my day and I prep everything, like getting our lunches ready or whatever, having his bag ready. Cost sends him off and he'll take him to work, like drop him off. Kyle goes to work. It depends if I'm remote or not. And then after my work day, which I have to have an efficient work day because I'm leaving at a certain time to pick him up. So I'm focused and then I go back and, you know, take him home. And by the time that he goes to bed, then I can do everything else. So it's packed. And so I don't really go to sleep until like 10. Mm-hmm. That's early, but it is. I think it's perfect when you're waking up at 6 every day.
Yeah, you have no choice but to wake up early and then sleep late to get everything you want done.
This is without working out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I'm pregnant right now, so I'm not working out. I'm just getting my steps in, but that is pretty much how I am able to do everything. And then on the weekends, that's when I'm like hardcore cleaning, running errands, meal prepping, having everything ready for the week because I can't do anything when I have baby with me. And also I'm pregnant, so there's that. Like, it's just exhausting. Okay, what about you? How do you juggle?
It's very similar to you. Time stamping is a huge thing that helps me. So I always look over my schedule the night before so I know what I'm tackling, what my priorities are. Because I'm a full-time mom with baby at home, my windows are very short, but thankfully she's pretty consistent with her schedule. So I have, when she's awake, I'm fully with her. So like the morning starts at 7 a.m. every day and then she eats. Usually in the mornings, I kind of prep the whole day with all her food stuff because they're all cleaning overnight. And then I put everything back in the cabinets, have everything ready to feed her throughout the day. And then when she goes down for naps, that's when I just like power work because her naps are maybe like an hour and a half throughout the day. And then after that, and then that's pretty much just a cycle throughout the day until she goes down for bed. Then I work throughout the night. Especially if I have an event coming up, that's usually when I can get everything done because my husband doesn't really come home until I'm pretty much about to put her to bed. So if he does come home early, he'll take over so then I can get an earlier start. And then pretty much weekends, we do a trade-off system. So on Saturdays, he takes the morning shift so I can get a little bit more sleep and I have a break. And then on Sundays, I do the morning shift so that he can also have one day where he can get a little bit more sleep and take his break.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's just a helping system because essentially it's just you're busy all day. I feel like regardless when you have work or whether you're just taking care of a kid, it just consumes your entire time. Because even when you put them to bed, now you have things to clean up that, like, because the house just gets messy. Mm-hmm. It's like, without a doubt, you can't help it. Everything is everywhere. You have all the bottles to clean, so they're ready for the next day. Sometimes I contemplate if I want to buy 100 bottles. But yeah, that's just how we do it.
I love that you also give him, like, sleep-in time and he gives you sleep-in time. Because I'm a morning person, I don't really use that sleep-in time. And so I think that also influences that Kyle only gets a sleep-in time once every 2 weeks.
Oh, see, yeah. We both love our sleep.
I love my sleep, too. That's why I have to go to bed by, like, 10. But I can't, I don't know. It's because we go to church and it's just like, are we really going to go to church at 12? Like, let's be honest, because then we're getting nothing done today.
Well, even our sleep in is just sleep in till like maybe 9.
Yeah. You know, see, if I let Kyle sleep in, he's not waking up till like 11. So it's different. It's a different sleep in.
Yeah, it's a different sleep in. I don't remember the last time I could fully sleep in without an alarm. Like, because you still have to get up by a certain time, but like one of those you could sleep all days. Yeah. Unless one of the in-laws are watching her, there's no way. Even when they do watch her, we have to get up early and go pick her up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
same.
Just tired.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot.
So with all this going on, how do you find the energy?
I also really don't know how to explain what this mom energy comes from, to be honest. I know, like, when I was working, I mean, I'm still working corporate, but I know early in my corporate life, I would come in and I'd be like, I'm so tired. And all the moms would look at me like, you don't know tired until you have kids. And I'm not doubting them, but I obviously did not know what it's like to be tired until you have kids. And now I'm thinking, man, it is tough. I don't know what I would do without a partner, truly and honestly, like a really good partner. But when I'm home, because Ka comes home late, he's in the car business. So he comes home late. And most of the time, Kylo's sleeping by the time he's home. That means I put him to bed. I did bath time. Like, I did everything pregnant. And that's totally fine. But I think for me, mom energy comes from there's no one else that's going to do it. It's just me and baby needs to get done. So it's just going to get done. It's he can't walk. Like, he's not self-sufficient. Like, that's just what it is. He is a baby and that's okay. That also means that I'm just going to pull energy from nowhere and make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I guess the best way to explain is like, you have someone that literally depends on you their entire life. He can't really feed himself. He doesn't know how to make a meal. He doesn't know how to reach for the fridge to get a bottle. Like, there's things he can't do. So it's like, you just have to do it. And with that being said, you don't think about how tired you are until the day is over.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, when you wake up or in the middle of it, you're like, dang, I'm tired. But like, or for me, I'm out of breath. Like, I'm carrying two babies front load. Is this thing? I'm out of breath, but I just take a break, lay down, put him in the playpen, take like a 5-minute break, and then continue to do whatever we need to get done. Mm. So that's like what I do to get energy. Maybe it's just not thinking of how tired I am.
I mean, I feel
I don't know how to explain it. That's like the best way for someone that's not a mom. Yeah. Like, it, I don't think I would have ever understood that.
No, absolutely not. Because I'm pretty sure everyone's heard, like, you don't know tired until you're a mom. Mm-hmm. And that is, like, so true. And, like, when people ask me, how is mom life? I can't describe it to you. Mm-hmm. It's everything in every way possible. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, everything, finding the energy, I agree with you. I think it is mom energy that just comes up out of nowhere. you don't really think about it because you just have so much you need to get done. Like Q4 was a very, I'm sure for many companies, it's very busy and stuff. In my, like the business I'm doing, it was very busy because holidays, whatever, people want to throw parties and stuff. And waking up, like that time I had to wake up probably at 6 to get myself up and get ready. Then taking care of her, not sleeping until like 12 or 1 in the morning and restarting because there's back-to-back things. There was a level of energy I've never achieved in my life. Like, I was like, I don't know how I'm doing this, but we're freaking doing this. Because if I stop, no one's getting paid. I'm going to feel horrible. My daughter's not going to eat. Like, yeah. You cannot. There's just... Yeah, like, it's, like, do or die. Mm-hmm. Like, actually. And if you don't do it, it's the feeling that you're going to die.
Yeah.
And it's pressure. I think it's a level of pressure that I've never felt before. But it's, like, those things that you just don't think twice about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to do this. This is for you. This is for me. Like, there's just, it's mom energy.
Yeah.
Like, I used to wonder how my mom did it all the time. And I still don't know because her circumstance was different. She had 3 kids by herself. I don't know how the hell she did that.
I think at least once a week, I'm like, thank God I'm not a single mom.
Yeah.
I think that every week.
It's hard. It's really hard. I very much admire people who can do this because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay, let's be real. Why does no one talk about how tired they are? Like, I am always on social media because, you know, I'm not watching TV in the weekdays. And I'm just like, there's no way you're not tired. Like, you guys are living in this life of La La Land of like, this is the perfect mom life. Or this is me cleaning everything as a mom. And I'm just like, there's no way you're not tired. There's no way. Why is no one talking about it?
Okay, for one, I feel like talking about it just draws more attention to the fact that you're tired. And then I feel more tired. So I just avoid it until I get into bed. And then I'm like, I don't think. I just pass out. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up and do it all over again.
I gotta be honest, I used to be like, I don't say the T word because I didn't want to say it and then it feels real because it's already there. You feel it, but you just can't sit down and just, you know, mope in your sorrows. I don't know.
It's just avoidant mentality. If we don't think about it, it's not there.
I think another reason why I don't talk about how exhausted I am as like pregnant in mom mode is with a baby is because, dude, I don't think anyone is really going to understand unless somebody else is working corporate life and also has a baby, two babies 14 months apart. I just feel like no one's really going to get it. So why do I have to share something that like no one's gonna understand? It's just like almost scaring people away for having kids. I just don't, you know what I mean? It's just like I just don't talk about it. But if someone asks, like, yeah, I am, but I don't know, what else do you want me to say? Like, I'm still gonna do it. What, it's too late. I'm doing it.
Yeah, there's just, yeah, I see what you're saying. There's no way you can really go about it unless you talk to someone exactly in your position. Because most of the time, you're just going to get a blank stare.
Yeah, or be like, I mean, or they'll, I mean, luckily we have like really good support system. We're like, oh, what can I do to help? Or can I bring anything? But it's just like, I'm going to be honest, nothing you can bring or do can ever help me in my, nothing. Because I can't even take a nap if I wanted to, if you were over, because I would want to spend that quality time with that person. So it's like, there's nothing that they can do. It's just getting through this phase. Yeah. But I don't know. Is it ever going to stop? Moms of toddlers, let us know, because I need some help.
I always said, I'll sleep when they can drive.
What is that? Just another 15 more years. We'll be fine.
Like, I'll get there. But not I'll sleep when I'm dead, because I love my sleep. I cannot reiterate that enough.
Yeah.
And when you're dead, it's not the same.
It's over.
It's over. So you don't get that feeling.
So if there's any moms out there that's struggling work, or you're an entrepreneur with children, and also, you know, just doing hobbies on the side, like, how are you managing it too? Because a lot of the questions that were asked, I don't know how to explain how it works for me. And I feel like Sora does a better explanation, but we would love to know, because we're learning and we're here for it.
Yeah, just how do you I don't think I explained it that well, but thank you.
Because I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm doing it.
I just say the same thing. I can't put into words. And then people are just like, okay, that does not help me at all. And I'm like,
we're doing our best. It's hard.
I hope we answered this well for anyone who was wondering how we do it. And not to scare you away, because at the same time, this is like the most rewarding thing we've ever done.
Yes.
Yeah. And I, it truly has changed my life for the better.
Absolutely. I think, like, I mean, I tell all my friends this, but I would tell all my besties online too. But the best gift my husband has ever given me is motherhood. Mm-hmm. And it is, like, I could cry. I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I truly, truly love being a mom. And I think that's why I'm like, okay, I'll just do it. It's fine. But I just love, like, his smile, his laugh, him playing peekaboo with me because he learned how to play. And it's just so rewarding to watch someone grow. And it's like, wow, I did that.
Yeah. It's just like the level of happy kind of outweighs everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of don't even, it's like you're so, you might feel tired and you're dragging, but the moment you see their face, you get this energy that came out of nowhere. Yeah. And you're like, this is what I'm here for. Like, this is why I'm doing it.
And I remember I used to ask my mom that too, because she has 4 kids. And my mom worked 9 to 9 doing nails. And so I would be like, Mom, were you ever tired? You know? And she said, no, I was never tired, because I know if I don't take care of my kids, who's going to take care of my kids? Yeah. And then she would always be like, when I saw you guys, I just had energy. I don't know where it comes from. But when she said that to me, it didn't click yet. Because at that time, I wasn't a mom. So I was like, what? There's no way. I'm tired right now. I'm just a normal corporate girly. Single corporate girly. But when she said that, and now I'm thinking back, I'm like, am I really tired? Like, you know? Because you look at him and then, or you look at her or him, your baby, and you're like, everything is okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes everything go away.
Yeah.
It's almost like the PTSD of like, I don't remember what contractions feel like.
Oh, I don't remember anymore. Like, once she's out of her baby phase, I'm ready. Let's go again.
Anyway, I hope this helps you guys, truly. But yeah, this is like a nice episode request.
Yeah. We're looking forward to the new year and everything we're going to talk about. So we are so glad you're joining us.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.